It may not be the big dance that most people in Indianapolis are talking about this weekend, but Brackets for Good is making its own moves in the philanthropy arena. The charitable organization that recently marked a milestone by raising over $1 million in its four-year history will crown a champion this weekend. Co-founder and executive director of Brackets for Good, Matt McIntyre, says the tournament is all about making it fun to raise funds.
It's a game. You know, we feel like we are the sport for nonprofits.
And here's how the game is played. It's free to register, free to play. Eligible local nonprofits sign up on the Brackets for Good website and submit a review of their regular season.
What's your budget look like this year? How many full-time, part-time, volunteer employees do you have? What's your marketing prowess look like? All of that builds into this big algorithm behind the scenes, and then there's some subjectivity, just like with the men's college basketball tournament, that we weigh in to decide who's in and then who's playing who.
64 groups are chosen and placed on the bracket in divisions determined by budget size, so underdogs aren't going up against powerhouses right away. Then the game is on. Every dollar raised equals 1 point, and at the end of a week-long round, the group with the most points advances. Two nonprofits, the Humane Society of Hamilton County and the Joseph Malley Foundation, are going up against each other in the final round, fighting for a $10,000 grand prize provided by a corporate sponsor. Last year's winner was Partners in Housing. The group scored over $70,000 in the tourney, but Jennifer Coffey, Director of Advancement with Partners in Housing, says there's an even greater win.
The awareness that we have been able to generate about our organization has been amazing. We probably have had more individuals learn about us through Brackets for Good than much of any other type of promotion that we've done.
McIntyre comes from a tech marketing background and says Brackets is built to be an awareness vehicle first and foremost, providing the nonprofits with tools to help them get their brand out online.
Behind the scenes, all these nonprofits are given this sort of digital marketing playground that we've provided them of everything from digital assets, creative design, display advertising, etc. And so we kind of feel like we're moreover than anything, teaching them how to market themselves online.
That includes tips on how to use the bracket on social media, a major venue for the future of philanthropy. Recent reports like the Case Foundation's Millennial Impact Report finds the generation relies heavily on technology to connect with nonprofits. Amir Pasek, dean of the IU Lilly Family School of Philanthropy, says it also allows nonprofits to network with their new players.
Capturing the people who they engage and building long-term relationships is vital to this process. This is how they're going to actually build capacity for the long run. If they convert this fun, hyped-up energy and actually bring in new advocates.
The clock runs out on the final round at 8 p.m. Friday night. Next year, Brackets for Good is planning to expand play in at least three other cities, including Cincinnati, Raleigh-Durham, and Ann Arbor. For 90.1 WFY News, I'm Jill Sheridan.